Hi, I'm Ben Trefney with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about California Proposition 10. Here's KALW's Angela Johnston.
Prop 10 would allow cities to expand their rent control ordinances by repealing the 1995 state law known as Costa-Hawkins. Costa-Hawkins limits rent control two major ways. One, it exempts certain kinds of buildings from regulation: single-family homes, condos, and newly constructed buildings. Second, it prohibits vacancy control, or the ability to keep a rent-controlled unit from one tenant to the next over time. Meaning, when a new tenant comes in, rent can go up as much as the market will bear. If Costa-Hawkins is repealed, cities can choose to remake their local ordinances without these limitations. The coalition behind the Prop 10 campaign is made up of community and housing advocacy and tenants organizations, as well as labor unions. They say expanding rent control is the only immediate way to stabilize cities rocked by displacement and homelessness. They say local communities should have control over their ordinances, not a single state law. They've raised $12.6 million for the campaign so far. The opposition campaign has raised $34.7 million. It's led by the State and National Realtors Associations and other pro-development and homeowners groups. They say if cities expand their ordinances, it'll hurt the very people Prop 10 supporters aim to protect by discouraging new construction and maintenance of existing buildings. They also believe it'll put small landlords out of business, thereby shrinking the stock of rental housing. So, if you want to repeal Costa-Hawkins and give cities the power to expand local rent control, vote yes on Prop 10. If you want to maintain the existing statewide law, vote no.
That's a brief take on California's Proposition 10. You could find all of our election briefs at kalw.org.